SMN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Russian President Vladimir Putin praised President Donald Trump's efforts to end the war in Ukraine more than 3 years after Moscow launched its invasion as the two leaders prepared for a pivotal U.S.-Russia summit Friday in Alaska. Secretary of State Marco Rubio was asked how preparations are going for Friday's meeting between President Trump and President Putin.
They're going very fast because this was put together very quickly, and it's in Alaska, so we've got to get there. We'll see how tomorrow plays out. As the president said, his hope is to interact with Putin tomorrow and sort of get a sense very quickly and early whether a peace is possible or not.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is not a participant in the talks. The Trump administration alleges that Obama officials created false intelligence in the Trump-Russia election interference case. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Newly declassified emails suggest a disagreement over how quickly to conduct an intelligence community assessment into alleged Russian efforts to influence the 2016 presidential election. According to emails released by the Trump administration, National Security Agency Director Mike Rogers expressed concern about rushing the process. Then Director of National Intelligence James Clapper responded, allegedly directing officials to compromise normal procedures. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Washington, D.C. police chief has ordered more cooperation between officers and federal immigration officials. The move is part of President Trump's law enforcement takeover of the Capitol. Trump called the announcement a very positive thing. On Wall Street, a mixed day as the Dow was down by 11 points, the S&P 500 up by 2. This is SRN News. Drag queen bingo causes an uproar in New York.
Public outrage has led to the cancellation of a fundraiser by the Child Advocacy Center of Greater Rochester. The organization, which says its mission is to protect vulnerable kids from harm, had been planning to host a bingo night featuring a performance by a drag queen. When word got out to the local community, it rebelled, some pointing out the strange irony of the center putting on a show that experts say would actually harm children. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
International Christian Concern is ramping up its efforts to get Bibles into the hands of Christians who live in countries where persecution is the worst. ICC says we are working with our in-country staff, partner organizations, and local churches to distribute audio Bibles, digital Bibles on USB drives and MP3 devices, and, of course, physical Bibles in the desired languages. This is SRN News. Radio news profitability rises after a 30-year low. Details from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
The latest RTDNA Newhouse School at Syracuse University survey found that radio news profitability rose to 13% in 2025. That's a rebound from last year's 30-year survey low of 10.1%. Clear patterns of profitability are hard to identify. Stations in major markets are just as likely to profit from news as those in smaller markets, and the same holds true regardless of staff size. For whatever the reason, stations in the South and Midwest are more likely to show a profit from news than stations in the Northeast or West. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
A judge has granted a request by federal prosecutors to dismiss two of the 14 counts that U.S. Representative Henry Cuellar of Texas and his wife face. The charges are part of a federal bribery and conspiracy indictment. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.